Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to, letter, Electric Vehicles, Politically Driven Nonsense, published March 9. The letter reflects the individual's experience. However, there are factual errors that need correcting. There is no such thing as nuclear batteries. What Toyota has is a hydrogen fuel cell. We have owned a plug-in hybrid Toyota Prius, a vehicle whose technology has been on the road 20 years without problems. It has an electric drivetrain and a gas one. Consumer Reports has tested a non-plug-in Prius 10 years apart and found no battery degradation. Next, we owned a Chevrolet Volt, also a plug-in vehicle but with a gasoline generator. It has a single electric drivetrain. Once the battery runs out, the gasoline engine is used to generate electricity for the motor. That vehicle had powerful acceleration. The fuel economy was also very good. The brake pads had less wear because to slow down, the kinetic energy was converted to electricity and stored in the battery instead of heat when braking. We loved that vehicle and bought it at lease end. I was a skeptic when it came to total cost of ownership of electric vehicles. We now have a Tesla Model Y and can say it is 100% true. There are no maintenance costs. Our insurance only went up $200. It costs us 0.02 cents per kilometer to run if charged at home overnight. We drove from London, Ont, to Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland and back without any issues. The 7,400-kilometer trip only cost $500 in charging, which is 0.07 cents per kilometer. In the morning we drove 2 hours and then charged during our 15-minute bio break. We then drove another 2 hours and charged to 90-95% over lunch. We repeated that pattern the rest of the day. EVs are not for everyone yet. For people who don't want to change, there will always be reasons not to. It is important that you are willing to embrace change before considering an EV. For example, you will miss going to the gas stations. They are usually charged overnight at home just like your phone. However, they have very different batteries and technology. It's like comparing cake and bread. They share ingredients but are not the same. Millions of cell phone batteries don't get recycled but no one says anything. There were no plans to address it. However, with electric vehicles, investments are already taking place to recycle their batteries and, as a bonus, the cell phone batteries as well. Companies like Redwood Materials are already recycling 95% of the battery materials. Fossil fuels once burnt are gone, whereas over time, battery materials will be a closed loop with a few new materials required. The horror stories about EVs also occur with gas vehicles, but the latter is not news. In fact, the lemon laws are because of gas vehicles. There are now millions of EVs on the road around the world with surveys repeatedly reporting that over 90% of owners would buy another. Ravi Gupta, Thorndale.